Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, December 27th, 2000, and 2009 already. And guess what? In a few days, it'll be 2010. This will be the last live/canned show until next year. We will, of course, on New Year's Eve, we'll run a rerun probably, something hot and New Year-ish. So anyway, we're going to continue on with last week, and then we're going to have some lecturing buddies are going to come on from a great show we did a while back. So as we talk a little bit here, welcoming into 2010.
All good formulation.
Now we're finishing off from last week.
Calcium from oyster shells. Throw it out. You got to have chelated calcium. Stuff that's pre-digested, otherwise your body's going to reject it, 90% of it. Most vitamins on the market today aren't any good. All right, so minerals, sound like color. All right, we already talked about lunar influences. Lunar influences have an effect on it. And of course, planetary influences are going to have an effect on it. Astrology, the science of the actual star bodies and how they affect the endocrine system. Everybody's born with a certain pattern of influence based on their past existence on this plane. And that pattern continually weaves itself into a finer and finer pattern until you become transcendental to all these different influences. This is when you become a being of light. Now you create minerals and planets and stars. You become God at one point, but it takes a little while. So you have planetary. Then you have stellar. Now, stellar is one that we're concerned with very much so now because, how many of you, all of a sudden, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, you get out of bed, you can't sleep, and you get all these answers are coming inside your head. And you've been waiting for months. You wait for these periods, and these answers are just coming. And you're struggling for the questions, even. All of a sudden, the answers are there. Stellar is one. Yeah. Because all the other people are asleep, they block all this stuff. So these are the kinds of things that happen. And then what happens is, when these influences are just so, they cause hormones to be released into the bloodstream, and then these switches turn on and turn off, and then this consciousness comes down in a coherent manner back into the physical body. Okay? That is basically how human consciousness works. I've written a book on it. It's in the back called Death of Ignorance. This is basically what's in the book. Now I'm going to erase this. Everybody understand it?
No.
No. I think we got tapes and stuff here too. But you sorry. Let's get an overall view of what's going on now. Does it help anybody here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to tie things together.
Seven. Yeah.
Numbers, numerology, is designed by God. By the universe, by existence, for what's called divine order. If everything's unified, there's no reason for existence. So somewhere there's black and white, and in between black and white is harmony. And harmony just happens to be the natural cause of events and things. When you're building something, it's in sevenths, octaves. They call it octaves, sevenths. When you're realizing something, it's in tens, consciousness. And when you're traveling, it's in fours and eights, time. Okay? Those three things will allow you to conquer all knowledge. All knowledge. Don't ask me why, it just works. I could show you the philosophy like of it. It's just very simple, really. Numerology, the way I do it, is very crude. Very simple person, but one is yourself. That's pretty easy to relate to. Okay? So that's one. So everything in the universe could be of you, or you that, so that could also be a ten, so that would be consciousness, right? A two is you and your girlfriend or boyfriend or somebody else. Okay? Or it could be you and God. You know, until you realize that one is you and God already, but until then, you know, you got to work things out. Two,
you're going to partner.
Yeah, you're going to partner. Three, it's the Trinity. You know, three is a crowd, right? But, you know, in the Holy Books, it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But when you realize that the Holy Ghost and the Father are all the same, then you read back to one again. But until you need this essence of Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, to learn your lessons, one, two, three works. Then four is the dimension. Four is where time comes in, so that five, the number of man, experience of this unity or, you know, singularity or whatever, goes through its changes. And eventually through four, which is time, motion, you know, makes man, solidification. Man then, unrealized man, begins to move. Six, which is the number of the rabbit in the Egyptian books, the rabbit was always sacred to the Pharaoh. Motion, again, now realized motion. Seven is the number of connection, of connecting things, which is, could be ceremonial magic or divine order. Eight is two times four. Eight is infinity. So now you can, at eight consciousness, you can realize infinite in everything. So you transcend time altogether. Nine is the combination of this transcendental knowledge through eight plus one, motion into the repeat again, which is 10 and 1. So if you kind of use that simple philosophy about numerology, even if you're driving down, think about it. You know, you're driving down the freeway and you want to know what's going on, you look up and see the first set of numbers. You add them together sideways and deduce them, and it'll tell you something about time, about motion, about high consciousness, about low consciousness, depending on what the numbers are. You know, it's simple to use. This is the science of symbology, if you want to get into it. Go down the Bodhi tree and get books by Manly T. Hall. He was definitely a symbolist. Some people move through Manly P. Hall. There's a great big book down there. I forget the name of it. It's a great big book, huge thing. It's about 20 or 30 bucks that he wrote. That teaches that stuff. So now let's look at the endocrine system a little bit. Okay, first of all, up at the head center, primarily look at the pineal gland, pituitary gland up here. Right in here, let's look at the thyroid. Down in here, let's look at the thymus and the heart. Further down, the adrenals. And further down, the sexual. Okay, this is a basic run through the endocrine system. Okay. Now, if you look at a baby, a newborn baby, right? A newborn baby is running in a survival mode. It doesn't know what's going on yet on the lower levels. It will, looking for something to eat, will suck on anything that gets put in its mouth. It's very emotional. When you make a noise it doesn't like, it's going to react immediately. Whereas at our age, we might not react so much. So consciousness triggers on a different set of values when you're just born here. Primarily, what you're trying to do is buffer yourself. I remember when I was a baby, I thought I was like on an acid trip all the time. I was very sensitive, because I remember when I was a little kid. And so the sensitivity is high, but there's no emotional control. The idea is to integrate the sensitivity with the control. So when you're smaller, you're basically, even though a baby is not in sex, the baby is in sexual energies, running into sexual or emotional energies. Okay. When the baby as a child starts to grow up, become a young adult, they move into the stomach. Young adults are usually more physical because the hormones are there. They're more in the adrenals. They're running on the solar plexus. They're exercising. They're running. You know, the old people like me, I have to force myself when I'm back into exercising again to get young. You finally get to that point. You go back around again, you know. So this is high energy, you know. And what happens is, in this period of time, when you see problems that arise and you learn to solve them for others as well as yourself, you come in from an emotional response, which would be an astrological response, to a compassionate way of life. You begin to look through other people's eyes at yourself. Okay? So we go into compassion. This is another set of hormones working through these influences that we laid out here in another manner. Then finally, at a certain point, and this doesn't always occur in this one lifetime, it'll occur in time, though. You come up into the heart center, and in the heart center, you begin to get into a consciousness which is called love. You go from emotion to compassion to love. And now you become a doctor, a healer, you know, you do something where you're actually not only realizing other people's problems, but you actually begin to make the mistake of getting involved. And now you become an asset to the universe.
And you start feeling peace in yourself.
Yeah. And then, you're like me, you're giving so much to yourself, you're looking at your own life fly around the circle sometimes, you have a tendency to go overboard. So anyhow, you come into this consciousness, and you work for a while there, you know, however long you need to do it. And you move from love into the doorway of energy. When you move up into energy, this is where you're taking the love power that's realized, you know, and you develop, you're developing psychic powers, you're becoming the contactee, you're doing whatever you have to do what you're about in existence, you're part of existence. In this space, we become what's called archetypal. You become an archetype of some higher function. You begin to get in touch with your higher self. When you finally begin to work in this area, then you come up into the head centers. And then the head centers is the spiritual, what I would call the world of spirit. You begin to see all meanings through all action simultaneously. It's like you don't even need symbology anymore. You can just see and feel and sense what's going on. How many of you, for example, have noticed in the last 3 days the superpower of energy that's been on this planet? It's been awesome. The last 3 days have been the highest of any days this year in the combination 1, 2, 3.
I thought it was a sector.
Yeah.
You've
been aware of it.
Yeah. I had a hard time sleeping last night.
Yeah, that's okay. It's because you didn't need to sleep. You just thought you did. True. I noticed that. I got up this morning and I got up at 6 o'clock and started calling East Coast, you know, taking care of business. Normally I don't get up that early, but there's no reason to sleep. I couldn't. There's nothing going on in the dream world, you know. It was all here, you know. So this gives you an idea of the flow. Now let's look at where man is going wrong and some of the effects that are what are happening now. For example, let's look at a negative ion, okay, a negative ion, and how that would affect us here. All right. Okay, a negative ion. Remember this chain over here. And a negative ion would be breathed. Breathe it through the nose. Okay, it would come in. Inside the nose, there are little hairs. These little hairs go directly to the pineal gland, which is located in the center between the ears, is where the pineal gland is located. P-I-N-E-A-L. I'm sorry, wrong gland.
Pituitary.
Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's the pineal. Pineal gland's up here.
Pituitary is lower.
Pituitary is lower, right.
Which one is the crown?
Crown is the pineal. Pituitary gland, okay. Now, pituitary gland, what happens is a wave or an ion coming in, negative. The pituitary gland then secretes vasopressin. Okay. Remember the hormones? Vasopressin is the one. Vasopressin is made up of lysine and arginine. Okay. These are the two amino acids that make that up. Now, if you have a diet, for example, that is low in lysine and arginine, you're going to have a deficiency of vasopressin, and ionization isn't going to work too well for you. And a lot of people at home. These are the people that buy an ionizer and come back a few weeks later and say, what is it supposed to do? You know? And a few people will do that. That's why in the ionizer manuals, I wrote a book on it, which goes with the machines, and there's 12 different things in there that you're going to notice right away when you use ionization. Even the slightest trace of something being there, as far as the complete system, you'll notice the effect. One of the more commonly known noticed effects is that somebody thinks the air conditioning just got turned on. The reason for that is because your circulation system is enhanced right away. Another one is the clarity of the memory and the length of your attention span, because positive ionization abruptly reduces attention span. Okay? And also, people feel comfortable. Positive ions, for example, create paranoia right away because of lack of oxygen. The body goes into a self-destruct mode. And psychological feeling is paranoia.
Okay, now we will put in another goodie here. That was the end of that. That should have brought you up to speed on what we were doing. And that's taken care of. So now I'm going to put in my another tape, which you're going to enjoy. It's on my buddies on us lecturing together. It starts off a little low volume, but it'll come up to speed rather quickly. Yes, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Saves Pittsburgh. Their TV show is going to, Soul Train is going to be airing June 15th, which is Saturday at noon. And, of course, they work with Dick Gregory. They're going to give us a little bit of conscious comedy that's going to inspire us to a better way of life.
Of course, my buddy Aaron Gregory is here. I used to work a lot with him.
How's everybody doing? Great to have a white MC running the Black Health Council. Maybe he's black in the past.
Honorary
black. Everybody else. Going out there? Dr. Pilsen. I'm sorry. Too young to call out here. Can we get the door closed back there? Thank you. And in the back here, we have a book that you can put your name and address in so we can keep in touch for other events. We all have you all together here now. We would like to welcome everybody, and we'd like to introduce ourselves. But before we do, here's a brief commercial. You all may not know who I am. That's why wherever I go and whatever I do, I carry me. Got to carry yourself through life. This is my lovely son and wife. They know how to get in the show. Let me introduce ourselves. We are the Mooney Twins. Wanted to start our own religion, but someone beat us to it. It's great to have a brother like him. Back when we were younger, we used to always copy. It's great to have a brother like him. In fact, when we were younger, we used to always copy each other. I would cry, I would cry. I'd wet in the bed, I'd get wet. I know a lot of people are really wondering what race we really are. Take your time. So here's a brief description of ourselves. Our hair is brown, our eyes are green, our lips are pink, our skin is golden yellow. We're almost as funky. We're from Oakland, Oakland, California. Oakland, we had big, huge, gigantic natural. Hair for days. Looks like two bushes, right? Used to braid our own hair. And it might scare people, we would braid it together. Really scare people, we would spin around fast. People on PCP would run out the window. We are vegetarians. How many vegetarians we got out in the house tonight? Oh, it's wonderful. We've come a long way. We used to be drugitarians. We even came out with our own health drugs. Whole-wheat cocaine. High and healthy. Done a lot of fasting. Yeah, worked with the Bohemian diet. Lost a lot of weight. We used to be one big fat person. Big dude. Just eat. They got a lot of interesting stuff happening here at the Whole Life Times. Right? They got a fire walking. Oh, why you see too many brothers out there? Oh, I'm supposed to say that. Yeah. Oh, my brothers are
walking fire for breakfast.
Yeah, all right. Hey,
that's fire. And the thing about it is that fire walking, we can't afford it for one thing. This is big money to go. But see, what I want to do is have all them white folks that are doing the fire walking to go below Wilshire. Like, midnight on a Saturday.
You know, if they make it through that, we'll give them $700.
And then, you know, the white folks call everybody master, got all these gurus. See, you don't see brothers with too many gurus. The last thing we want to do is call somebody master. The only thing we want to see master on is a truck.
You guys, the new, it's a thing I had here to have last night. New Age sexuality.
Oh, we were there front row.
How to make sex spiritual.
Yes. See, the people always make sex spiritual because you hear them at the end of it, you hear them say, oh God.
Doctor teaches you how to say oh God in the beginning.
Yeah.
Get that over quick.
It's amazing, man. Because men, you know, they misuse women these days. This is crime against nature. Get on top of them, it's over. You got to learn how to last.
Can't be a man who can't last. You got to be an everlasting man. Because they teach you how to raise that energy up your spine. You know, raise it up. And if you don't watch out, it'll raise up your spine to your head and you'll blow up. So watch out on that.
Yeah. It'll happen. So, brothers, take your time.
Don't be going out here to learn all this stuff to make love to all kinds of different women and become a holistic pimp.
Brothers be making love to women like they do on aerobics.
Yeah. So you got to find somebody you're in love with. See, then you work it out real nice.
Flow with the world.
And they got a lot of religious groups out here too. It's deep. You know, Western religion is so different from Eastern religion. You know,
Western religion, they teach you how to say, you give hate, you receive hate. You give love, you receive love. You give money, you'll never get it back.
Yeah, man. And Western religion, how can we say God without saying God is?
Huh?
All these guys and goddesses out here. Beautiful. We're going to do a piece here with a piece on religion that comes from India and kind of explains all the religion. It's about a guy who comes up to heaven to meet his maker.
Because you guys all know, before you go in there, you all know that Buddha was really black. Well, I didn't know that.
He was.
That's
he
right.
That.
His real name was Booty.
and you know the Hare Krishnas, right? They worship this Voodoo. Yeah. Now, whenever you see a black dude who been in the sun a little too long, he gets so black he turns blue, right?
Right. Yeah. And have you ever seen Black Hare Krishnas?
Yeah.
They scare me. They're the only ones dancing on beat.
Yeah. Out there breakdancing. Yeah. Yeah. Breakdancing was started by poor people, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's breakdancing. So we want to do this little piece here about a brother who comes up to heaven to meet his maker.
Oh, God, I've made it. I am here.
Who are you?
Well, I'm not George Burns.
Wait a minute, man, you look just like me.
As it was written, you would be made in Miami.
Oh, this is wonderful, man. I've got to tell the world.
Yes, you do.
Yes, let's go. What can we do?
I'm going to take you over to that white light over there. See that white light?
Yo, yes.
Okay, I'm going to take you right over there.
Okay.
We got to go over there. Come on.
Hey, man. There's some Muslims, man. There's fire coming on everybody. Yeah. I don't believe it, man. Y'all got some damn fire. Wow, man, there's some Christians, man. Jesus Christ.
don't need it.
Because they all think they're the only ones here.
You know, a lot of people want to know why. Why do we wear these beards? Well, you're making so much money, it's a new look. In fact, we don't come out with some organic cough drops and call ourselves the Blacksmith Brothers. It's all about what you put in your system.
That's right, see.
You know, eat some grain, fruit, vegetables. See, in Africa, they eat millet. You know what millet is? Yellow grits. See that? Eat you some fruit juice, some vegetable juice, drink you some distilled water. Clean your system out. Don't eat that soul food. Eat the real food that's for the soul.
Yeah, because you know them ham hocks and ribs? That's not for the soul. That's for a heart attack.
So what we're going to do, we're going to learn a lot about those kind of things.
I like the way you rub that. We should do that at the same time.
We rub each other. See how that feels. So we're going to start with the Black Health Panel.
Well, you know, there's one thing we didn't talk about.
What's that?
Was the Jerry curl.
Oh, I forgot to get out of y'all can't forget that. You got to understand, you know what Jerry curl is?
Yeah.
It's when black folks get rich and famous, they curl their hair so they can look Jewish.
And you know what happens when you put chemicals in your hair? When it gets next to fire, it explodes.
You got to keep this, because this is fireproof.
Yeah. The people are coming down here, they want to ask it, they just should have cut their hair and throw it on fire.
One thing about Philadelphia, man, that was deep. So whenever you get evicted from your apartment, move.
So that's why I do not let a burger with a Jerry curl sit on your couch.
Right.
The Jerry curl juice will run down the couch. And that's why black people put plastic on the
couch. So tell the brothers out there, tell them that the natural is natural. That's why our motto is, we're happy because our hair is not happy. Hey. Luke McCann, Dr. Coulton, this great thing is going to be beautiful. You guys just kick back, relax, and enjoy.
And thank you for enjoying us. And we're going to sit back and watch the show. And don't forget, before you leave, sign your name down and put your address down.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. So what we're going to do is we're going to have about a ten minute talk from each person, followed by questions and answers. And I'd like to begin with Dr. McCass, who's the creator of the Crystal Visions. She's a graduate of UCLA, earned her doctorate in educational psychology, has been involved with research and exploration of human potential for more than 10 years, has conducted numerous workshops on communication skills, and training, and have provided numerous social service, or have provided those workshops to numerous social service businesses, educational, government groups, etc. And so, Dr. McCass.
If you don't mind, I'm going to sit, since we're all here together and basically wanting to get some answers. And I think those answers are in this room with all of us. I come here this afternoon basically as a means of facilitating. I'm doing what I enjoy best, being with people, being able to share some of the thoughts that I have, some of the feelings that I have. And health, to me, is something that we're all concerned about, because we get up every morning. And we do, each one of us has our own particular routine. Each person has his or her own style. So, today, perhaps, we can share some of those styles, how we go about looking at our health. The first thing that I'm going to ask you to do, though, because I think it's real important in terms of health, is I want you to sit real quietly in your chairs momentarily and perhaps put your feet on the floor. And I want everybody, first of all, to breathe. Because oftentimes we hold our breath. We listen very intently. I can see some of you listening very intently. And I'm talking to you. I'm a little bit intense right now. And so we all need to breathe. And when we breathe, we need to reach down, take the air and move it down into the abdominal area, and kind of blow yourself up like a balloon, first of all. Just take that breath in, and then exhale by letting your chest collapse slightly and letting that air out, the stale air, and bringing that healing air in. Let's try that. Just take it in through your nose, and just let it move down into your abdominal area. And then just let it move down into your legs, into your feet. And just let it circulate around in your body. Don't hold your breath. Just be easy. As my Alexander teacher says, easy with yourself. Easy with your body. And now, as you begin to feel your breath, I'd like you to close your eyes gently. Just close your eyes momentarily. And just sense, first of all, your body being in a chair. And I like to do what I call grounding. I'd like you to imagine a white cord of light coming out of your spinal column, going down into the chair, going down into the floor, and just grounding you. So we get the inspiration from above and the grounding from below. And just be easy with your body. Very easy with your body. Now as you feel your feet grounded and your body is in the chair, and this is without effort. You don't have to put any effort because your body has integrity of its own, and it will be there for you and with you. And I want you to move down now into the abdominal area near the solar plexus. And I want you to imagine a radiating, calming ball of light. Inside yourself, just a warm, radiating ball of light. And let this ball of light be soothing to you. You can let it go down into your thighs and into your knees, into your feet, and then bring it back up and let it go into your heart area. Let it massage your heart. Let it go right into the heart area. A thousand, a million pinpoints of calming, healing light going into your heart, being dispersed throughout your entire system. Bring some of that calming, healing light up into your shoulders. Let those shoulders go. Just relax and let those shoulders go. Relax your neck. Relax your scalp. Your head. Your face. And just let your whole body, give yourself permission in your mind, just give yourself permission to let go and to relax for the moment. And just be with the feeling for a second or two. Breathing easy, knowing that you have the capacity to bring your mind, body, spirit together. Just for a moment now. Now I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And you, without any effort, will bring yourself back to the present moment with ease. 5, 4, coming back with ease now, 3, with ease, 2, 1. You can open your eyes. Just feel the ease in your body. This is just a very short relaxation that I like to do with my clients. I do it at home. I make my own tapes, and I would encourage you to do the same thing. If you find relaxation scripts, because I think that's the first order of business in terms of health. Health without being a relaxed person means that you're not harmonizing your mind, body, and spirit. And to my way of thinking, health means that we understand the connection between the mind, body, spirit. Basically, health depends on what we're each thinking all day long. Let me ask you this. When you get up in the morning, what do? When you look at yourself and you look in the mirror, what do you say to yourself? That's it. And I appear in the front row, I hear one young lady saying, she says, fine. She has the right attitude. Because whatever you get up and you start telling yourself is the way your day is going to go, and that's the way your health is going to go. A great many people wonder why they have one malady or another, but they fail to understand that our health, in great part, depends on what we tell ourselves. I call these self-messages, self-talk. And you realize that we run maybe 50,000 words a day. We actually have a sub-audible kind of talk about tremendous amounts of many, many subjects. We tell ourselves about our money. We tell ourselves about our health. We tell ourselves about who we don't like. And, of course, we're telling ourselves how we want to feel. How do you want to feel?
Good.
So the question is, why don't we tell ourselves that we really want to feel great? We want to feel good. When was the last time you caught yourself saying, you know, this old back of mine, it's not functioning right? The thing that we need to do is to begin to appreciate those aspects of ourselves. I got to stand up. I look pretty tall, don't I? But my energy flows much, much better when I'm standing up. And that's another thing. Whatever we're telling ourselves, we need to let that flow. So far, we've come with relaxation. We've come with what kinds of messages we give ourselves all day long. And now I'm talking a little bit about the energy flow. Because the moment we contraction in body means that, first of all, emotionally, we make some decision about something that we don't like, an expectation, and we make our bodies oftentimes carry out this dislike or this disharmony. Do you realize that the maladies oftentimes that we have are just a reflection of what we've been thinking for a great long period of time? And so we have to understand oftentimes why or what basically we need ill health for, why we need dis-ease, because it's very important to understand the payoff that we get from having health problems. Anybody here ever say, well, I've got a health problem? Anybody here because they have a health problem? I basically like to call health problems the challenges that we each have to overcome in our lives, because our bodies primarily give us signals. And if we're wise, we pay attention to those signals. Do you realize that each of us has inherent wisdom? Our bodies, our minds, our spirits, we have inherent wisdom about what we want to do, how we want to feel, and oftentimes when we have illness or dis-ease, we haven't paid attention to what's going on in our lives. So it's real crucial that we begin to pay attention to ourselves. A fourth idea is that health depends on each one of us taking the responsibility for our health. Our doctors can help us, and the medical establishment is wonderful. But the real issue is that we need to make the health professional a member on the team that we form to keep our health together. Because if we expect other people in one way or another to cure us, we're giving away our power. So I would say that health, in many ways, is about feeling powerless. And we often give up power away. I know Eric's over here looking at me, and he says, I have 10 seconds. Is that it? And I prepared a whole lot of cards here. But what I will do is... Well, you heard the word over here. Another thing is that laughter, in terms of having good health, laughter, good humor. What I was going to say also about health, if I'm going to use my cards here, is that health basically does not have any color. Health in and of itself is colorless. What we really experience is the fact that we have culture. We have cultural ways of doing things. We have mindsets about things. And those are the kinds of issues that we really need to deal with today. We have to deal with our traditions. We have to deal with why we do things. And we're not consciously aware of what they mean in our lives anymore. Those are the real important issues. So, in terms of when I saw the brochure that said black health, well, I would rephrase that and say something like, the cultural health challenges that black people have, or Afro-American people have. Because the same kinds of emotional situations that we create in our lives are created out there in the world with a lot of different people. So I would encourage you, and I'm striving a great much myself, to watch the kinds of environments that we place ourselves in. What kinds of conversations do you have with friends? Do you get together and you compare illnesses? Because a lot of people find that it's kind of like the peer group, the reference group. If we want to be accepted, we get together with people and say, well, you know, I had a bone cake, and you know, Mary, last week my knee went off, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me some pills, and that's not taking responsibility for ourselves. And so when we start having various things, we need to pay attention. That may be going and to Dr. Fulton and dealing with nutritional kinds of things, because our bodies give us signals. When we have some nutritional deficiency, the body gives us signals. But if we don't pay attention, then it perhaps will get worse. It will become chronic. As I mentioned before, health is our state of mind. And basically, I'd like to ask you to think about, where is your mind? Where is your mind at all times? Because we're either condemned by our thoughts or we're made whole by our thoughts. It's very important to reckon with that. And as I said earlier, when you get up in the morning, the first thing that is necessary is to think, how do I want to see myself today? How do I want to feel about myself today? Am I going to go to work? Am I going to the office? Am I going to let the boss get on my nerves? Am I going to become irritated? Because you see, when you become irritated or hostile, whose body is being hurt? Whose mind is being affected? Whose emotions are going haywire? We need to ask ourselves those kinds of questions, because that's what health really means. Radiant health If you're taking notes, put that one in big letters. I often write things on my wall. You should see my wall at home. I have newspaper print signs to myself. And one thing that I have is radiant health. Contemplate that. In your quiet time, in your meditation, in your relaxation, contemplate, what is my health? What do I want for myself? What am I willing and committed to doing for my health? And I'm going to end with that because I want to give everybody a chance. But the question that I leave you with is, what are you willing and committed to do, to doing for your health? For your body, mind, spirit, harmony. I'll be with you and you can ask me questions and we can have a real dialogue. Thank you.
That was good. I want to thank the Moody Twins, if they're still here, for making me honorary black. And I may not be black, but I am sure healthy. I'll tell you that. I want to introduce Kanya McGee, who's founder of the True Life Bookstore in Harlem, which is a metaphysical bookstore in Harlem. Founded the Sun Foods Unlimited, and has been running a cable TV show in New York for about 9 years. And on top of that, has been doing a very noble work, which is working in prisons, helping the brothers to gain their self and their self-respect back. Kanya McGee.
In the interim here, we will flip it. We're going to probably run out of time, but that's the way it goes here. That was fun, huh? So we'll flip it and get the rest. This is a good, we'll continue this next week, obviously, because we're not going to get it all today. It was such a good experience working with these people. Dick Gregory, of course, is world famous. And let's see if we're going to go here. Hopefully we still have a little bit more on this one. Unless it was transferred onto another tape, but I think...
Well, I also say I have to stand up, too, because the energy that I feel coming from you lifts me up. You understand what I'm saying? So we know about energy. We got to get that good energy going. And I also can recognize from the fact that the sister demonstrates the passage of time once you once get involved in something. So I'm going to tell you something right now. Since there's so much to say and so little time to say it in, I'm going to speak so fast that you're going to have to get this tape and play it back in slow motion to hear what I'm saying. I also want to give praise to all the beautiful brothers and sisters in here that I see that I've known for a long period of time. We had the Tree of Life in Harlem, you understand. We had a school back there. And we see some of the members of the Tree of Life from Harlem in this audience right now. Stand up, brothers and sisters, from the Tree of Life. Yeah, you see them right there. When I had to go downtown in the morning and get a booked wholesale, I started with $75, and he came and stayed at my house one night in 1971 to bring all my books up, put me in business. Put me seriously in business. Again, with the passage of time, we also give our due respect to the spirits above, because you see, there's an interrelationship between the stars and the planets and what's happening down on Earth. You see, I'm also a part-time astrologer. You see, we have to get that together too. You see, as a matter of fact, some of you may know the energy just doesn't come from us down here. It comes from up there. You got the sun and the moon opposite each other. They call it a full moon, ain't that right? Yeah, I do believe Brother Goldman here must have been studying a little astrology lately, because it can't be just a mere coincidence that he picked the full moon to do this on. I still got your chart ready for you, good brother. At the same time, when all this energy comes together, we are really witnessing a whole new age. For those of you that don't know, the Earth is tilted on its axis about 22.5 degrees, right? And just like a top, it's beginning to slow down and draw a small circle in the sky. That circle in the sky takes exactly 26,000 years to go around once.
1/12 of 26,000 years is 2,160 years, known as a new age. We're now about to be pointing to a new constellation in the sky, and just as the sun beams out its energy on us, those stars are beaming down their energy on us, and it's a different energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're witnessing out here is the energy of a whole new age. Now, you have to start studying the spiritual laws a little bit, too. We know about the physical laws. We know about the mental laws. We know something about the emotional laws. But we got to get those spiritual laws back in together. You see, one of the most interesting spiritual laws is the law of correspondence. There's a correspondence between what happens on the heaven and what happens right down on here. And as a matter of fact, one of the heaviest laws is to recognize there's two aspects of yourself, too. Did you know that? Did you know there's a physical self that I can see and look at and touch and taste and all those other good things, too? Right? But then there's an invisible you that I cannot see, can only feel the vibratory waves of, right? You see? So there's a you that's visible and a you that's invisible. There's a you that's permanent and a you that's temporary. Right? So as we begin to understand these things, we give praise and honor to the you that's temporary, but we give real obeisance and love for the you that's permanent. You see? I'm going to show you a little simple little thing to help you remember that. Right? See what I got in my hand there? What is that? Now, answer this question. I'm about to do something magic here, right? I say, let there be light. Pow! And there is light. Now the question I want to ask you is, where did that flame come from? When did it not exist? Was there ever a time when that fire did not exist? Was there ever a time in the future when fire will cease to exist? You know what? That fire has been here from the giddy-up, right? So now there's a correspondence between the fire and the lamp. This is the lamp. There's billions of lamps around, right? Only one fire, right? So the correspondence is there are billions of bodies around, right? But only one spiritual energy inside all life. Isn't that right? See, from one point of view, we're all different. Black, white, red, and yellow, straight, and gay, fat, and skinny, all them funny things like that, right? But on another level, we're all one. You see? So as we begin to study these laws, at some point, it's going to be funny. The games that we play down here, hating each other because we white, black, red, and yellow, all those funny things like that, you see? Because there's only one fire. And we all belong to that one central fire. You might even call it, we're going to give a new meaning to the term soul brothers. Because they spelled it wrong. It should be S-O-L, which stands for the sun, right? In our solar plexus, we have all knowledge. And in this new age, we're going to bring you the books that will waken up that knowledge that is asleep in you. We had books at the Tree of Life containing knowledge that you know, but that you just didn't know that you knew. You understand? Now, the politicians kind of tore our book down, our spell down about 5 years ago, just to put us through a little temporary test. Isn't that true? Don't you always get tested when you're about to do something heavy? You see? No cross, no crown, right? You see? But we got... Thank you. Thank you. But we got such heavy work to do that we're not even going to bother with that little test because my brother Dick Gregory just gave me $10 million. He didn't know he gave it to me. Me like you gave the Urban League and the NAACP and pieces like that because I'm not organized to accept that kind of money. If you gave me that kind of money, I probably couldn't even stand to be on a stage now. I'd be so nervous. $10 million in my pocket at one time? No. He gave me the ability to make $10 million, you see? I'm trying to tell you, I'm not giving any commercials now because I know I'm going to allow that on stage up there. Yeah. If you can understand the value of the product that you've got here in these sun foods and this pollen. Because I'm going to tell you something about the law of correspondence. Pollen really comes from the sun. You understand? Remember I tell you about the law of correspondence? When man has sex with a woman, what does he do? He puts his sperm in her vagina and hopefully other things grow, right? Okay, now what the other thing happens when the sun puts its sperm in the vagina of the flowers, it produces that sperm that we call pollen. You are eating the sun when you take products that have that pollen in it, and they have the capacity to regenerate the nucleus of every cell in your body. That's why this stuff is heavy. This stuff is so heavy, it's going to create a whole new world of conscious beings that understand that we're all one light. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to give a round of applause to the central light that's within each of us, because we all have different talents that we all need to hook together. If we can hook this together, we're going to make this noise so fast and so beautiful that it's really going to be ridiculous. You see, how much more time have I got? A couple more minutes? Just be worried about him. Just take the time. Because one of the things that I found out is being from Harlem, you know, we got a school in Harlem, you know. You might have heard of it. It's called UCLA. That's the university at the corner of Lenox Avenue. We had a school in Harlem that is addressing itself to really dealing with the brothers and sisters of Harlem that don't get any education. I don't know about out here, but 80% of all the brothers and sisters in the Harlem schools drop out before they reach the age of, before they graduate from high school. 80%. 4 out of 5. Isn't that genocide? You see, so we got to turn that around. Why are they dropping out of schools? Because the schools haven't even gotten aware of the fact that the material they have in there is obsolete. I'm sorry to have to say this. It's obsolete. So we set up a school to bring information to see if we could bring something before these brothers and sisters that would turn them on. You know what we started teaching? We started going into the classroom. I used to teach school in the 5th, 6th, 7th grade, all the way up to graduate school, which is in the prisons, right? You understand? Yeah, right? And everywhere I go, I would say, say good brother, when's your birthday?
June
17th. June 17th. What sign are you?
Gemini.
Hey, that's heavy. Let's give Gemini a big round of applause. Would you like to learn a little bit about astrology? Can I do your horoscope for you right in front of the class here and everybody? You don't mind that, do you? You see? Now, everywhere I go, everybody wants to know about what? Himself, herself, itself, right? You see? So therefore, if we start there, we've got the attention of all the brothers and sisters in that class. See, I say, run down the Gemini scene. They're the ones that have the double split life. You know, they talk a lot. You know, they have to be the butterfly of the universe. You understand? They got to read a lot. They got to think a lot. And they got to have their own way of doing things, you see? Because Geminis think they know it all. At the same time, instead of teaching, beating the kids half to death, trying to teach them math and social studies like that, I just tell them, listen, if you want me to show you how to do astrology, I'd be happy to do that. And the kids beg me to teach them math so they can figure out the charts. Is that right? Did they? They don't want to know where it come from. I had to take them back to Egypt, right? See, all the into social studies and history and all those things. But I tell them a little bit about the pyramid in Egypt. I say, okay, brother, if you don't want to take that angel dust, if you don't want to do that little basin there, you want to get high? Sit in the pyramid. And I'll see you, I'll show you how to get high. So we teach them how to get high. They have to learn the right angles to put that pyramid together. So they're into geometry, they're into trigonometry, they're into physics, they're into chemistry, they're into everything. We even show them if you build a pyramid, you can grow food in there and it'll grow 3 times as large as it does regularly. You understand? They say, well, I don't believe that. I said, this ain't a class of belief. Now we don't do that. Nothing, I say. Try it out. If it doesn't work, then throw it out. So I got the kids planting. And they begin to find out there's something to planting and getting that energy down off the sun and getting it out of all these small filled rooms and all this stuff. We even take the kids out on a retreat. We go off where the air is clean. We even fast them for 3 days. Imagine people paying money to not eat. What is that? Yeah. We do all of these things, and in addition, we go into the prisons and bring this information to the brothers and in the sisters in prison. And I got to tell you something. Some sisters have often told me there's some shortages of some brothers around. You see? You know where they are? And there are the shortages out here, too. Yeah. I'm going to tell you where they are. They're either dead, drunk, doped up, gay, or in prison.
Empty.
Yeah.
Empty.
Okay, there you go. All right, so now what we've got to do is reverse all of that and say, we've been going into the prisons. And for those of you who would like some information about this, we've done some of our television shows in the prisons, and these cassettes will be available to you if you write to me, Kanya, at the Tree of Life, 382, that's my old address, 382 West 125th Street. We'll give you a sheet of paper with all this information on at the end. At the same time, in closing, let me say we've just now come out with a list of 101 super heaviest books in the universe. Took me myself personally 44 years to read and find these books. They'll be available on mailing list. I mean, on a catalog. I've got about 5 or 6 copies here, but we will give them all to you if you write in to us. And our address again is in Harlem. Is, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you the information at the end. Well, you can even call me. My number is easy to remember. Area code 212-ABC-1100. Ain't that easy? Easy as ABC-1100. Area code 212. So I'm going to sit down and shut up because I have some serious information to gain from Sister Fulton here. Because I haven't heard her, rap before. So I'm definitely not going to take that time. But I want to say thank you and please.
We're going to go ahead and continue this next week. It's pretty exciting. I realize that. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.